Hello, Podlers. Coming up, I demonstrate live on air just how shambolic it can be having 9 different playlists. Well, we're going to get a song that I just played you the very first note of and the very last, and it sounded like this. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Matt's just explained to me what those two hand emojis together mean.
I think that's
Simon,
what he means.
How dare you?
Yeah.
It's a family show. I do not want to see the studio cam footage of Matt explaining it to me either.
No, hopefully
can
not.
Can you go and explain it to me?
Okay, I'll tell you later.
I can't. Because this is, we've known each other for like nearly 20 years, so HR haven't got to get involved. But if you want someone to explain that to you, it's going to be Matt, not me. Or you can get Old Swiss to do it.
I mean, yeah.
But I ain't coming through.
I think that's what it means.
I'm not coming through to the booth of truth to go through with you.
You'll need someone else.
Dave is cancelled coming to ITV this autumn.
It's either that or it's something to do with diving, so I'm not sure. One
right.
of the two.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait,
scuba diving.
You have so much to tell me. Old wise man. Wow. Okay, let's keep it more wholesome, shall we? Danny and Raynham, baby, number one, cake balloon, happy dad face, couple of beers, sunshine.
Lovely.
So Danny's baby turned one.
First birthday, yes.
First
lovely.
Birthday, had a cake, had a balloon, had a pint. See, Simon, see how it can be?
Beautiful stuff.
Just see how it can be, Simon. No more of this diving stuff or whatever it is. And we've just got a doctor and a disgusted face.
No, sorry, that was me.
Oh, was it?
It's not a disgusted
face. Can you stop texting into your own radio show?
I looked for moustache and all I got was that comedy sort of moustache face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, with the eyebrows.
The glasses and the eyebrows.
The Groucho Marx.
Because I did so little over the weekend. Right. At one point, I found myself watching Dr. Zhivago. I always thought that looked like the most boring film in the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Really old.
BBC Two, by chance?
I think it was. It was in the middle of, like, Saturday afternoon.
Right.
And I was watching Dr. Zhivago, and I surprisingly absolutely loved it. I was engrossed.
Well, it's a classic movie,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. Omar Sharif, Alec Guinness, some
but you
big
can only get
in
into that movie at a certain age.
But it's really... Yeah, you have to be over 45 to get into Zhivago. There should be an age... Not an age limit, so 18, but there's an age where you might start appreciating this by this point.
Yeah. Happy 45th birthday, Dad. Dad, where are you going?
I'm going upstairs to watch Dr. Zhivago.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
There's a beautiful synchronicity to the fact that I believe the next big viral sensation is going to be the video that we are hoping to get off of the studio cameras of Matt Dyson being calamitous. Goodness me.
What a start.
Anna,
to a
I don't
Monday.
Think you witnessed it all there in the darkened room on your own. I am worried about you. I do keep checking in.
I was wondering if I should put the lights on.
I think you should because you've got no Glenn and you've got no lights on. It's so weird.
It's like I'm still in bed.
Yeah. You're just, I can only see you in shadowed form. Yeah. You look like you're giving information but want to remain anonymous. please put the lights on. You're at
please
work.
Please turn the lights on. It's weird.
I'll put them on.
Anyway, you couldn't see it, but Matt, he's had a terrible time, torrid time on a Monday morning. First, he knocked over, may I add, just because I know the engineers are listening, our lidded cups.
Yeah.
But some liquid did come out.
Onto
yourself. And then, I don't know how he's managed to do it, but he smashed the entire screen off the front of his workstation.
I just touched
workstation.
The screen and it went flying.
I mean, it
was weird. I sort of touched it and then it just went all over the other
You're
side
You're like the love child of Frank Spencer and the Hulk.
I know, yes. And yesterday, I was eating a feast with Ted down by the sea, right? And I was saying to him, but you know when you get to the end, by the way, feasts are absolutely outrageous when it comes to shrinkflation, the chocolate has almost disappeared inside those things. Yeah. Once I'd got over my anger,
back in the day.
I said to Ted, you know, you get to the end of a lollipop stick, be careful, don't spill it, try not to spill it, try and catch it. And as I was saying it, I spilt the rest of my feast in my lap. All the chocolate bit. All
and
the
he's still angry, so he'd come in and smash his place
I'm
of work
a terrible
up.
Time. I think this is old age, and I was watching Dr. Zhivago. What's that? What have I become?
I'm watching Dr. Zhivago having a feast. You've become my man. That's her dream Saturday afternoon.
If I start watching those old westerns in the afternoon,
the ones in the daytime.
That's when you know.
Has anyone ever seen one of those all the way through? In the end, there could be a big sing and dance number. You know, like they came at noon or whatever they're called.
Glenn goes and sees westerns at the cinema. I'm going to give away all the secrets this week while he's not
like
here.
Like old ones?
Yeah, he does,
Does he? Wow, okay. He confided in you.
What a time to take a show off.
Because because you're sat in the dark, it does look like you are giving us evidence about Glenn behind his back.
The thing about Glenn is he likes to go to the cinema
and
watch old movies.
Glenn's secret Western habit. I had no idea.
Right, well, I think we filled enough to get your computer back and working.
Yeah,
so can you bring us the social ammunition?
Well, I mean, obviously the Olympics was started over the weekend. I watched about a good an hour of the women's mountain bike racing. It's fascinating.
I can't stop thinking about Shivago.
Yeah, it's great. It's really entertaining. And one viral thing that's happened at the Olympics already, aside from the bizarre bits in the opening ceremony, is during the swimming, someone had lost the swimming cap, and so a hat had gone to the bottom of the pool. And for some reason, when that happens, no one knows what to do at the Olympic swimming pool.
Okay.
And some guy had to go out, who obviously works at the swimming pool. He had to put his trunks on and go out, and he was wearing inappropriate trunks in my mind. Multicoloured trunks, and he had to go in and dive in to get the swimming cap in front of 15,000 people in the Olympic swimming pool.
Wow.
This is the comment they commented on. It was such a moment. Here's a little bit of it, what they had to say.
Create any more drift to get this.
All right.
First Olympic appearance, look at that. Well, he's in the next event, I think. I tell you what, I'm loving his trunks. A huge cheer from the crowd. He comes up, always missed the lane line.
Can you imagine what he thought when they said to him, okay, mate, Serge, you've got to get in. And no, there's 15,000 people out there.
I tell you what, this is not easy either, getting over that lane line. It's really not easy.
So, he jumped in his trunks. Last minute disaster. It's weird that you sort of just ask anyone got anything
that they can work in. I bet he was going, please let me have packed the black shorts, just the plain black shorts, please.
I'll share the video on my Twitter. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, and right now we have a show so big it can be seen from space, because let me tell you, on the way we have the world premiere of the song that Anna Geary has penned lyrically. We know that it's a cover, it's an ode to Eye of the Tiger for our big bowls conquest. It is Breakfast versus Home Time. It is happening this week, and I don't want to hear it until everyone hears it, but Old Swiss has put it on my screen. And I can see Anna Geary Bowles song. It's 1 minute 30, and I just want to press play on it. I want to press play on it now, but I'm going to wait because I promised everybody it would be at 10 past 8.
Recorded at 5:30 this morning.
Was it?
Oh, really?
Slightly croaky, or did you have vocal exercises in the taxi in?
I mean, I don't know what Dave thinks. What do you think, Swiss?
It's good.
I don't know.
Ooh.
That needed a bit convincing.
Anyway, that's going to be getting its world premiere just after 8. Plus, as well as that, Bush and Richie heard the little taster you did on Friday, so we've got their reaction to your vocal talent. So I bet you're looking forward to that aren't you? Plus, when it comes to you completing the sentence, is it weird that I... Thank you so much for getting in touch, everybody. We've got a couple on the way. One involves polystyrene, the other involves chopsticks. And that's all I'm saying at this point. That's all I'm saying. But if you want to complete the sentence, is it weird that the number is 8-12-15. However, if you feel you're not weird, well, that's absolutely fine. There are other ways in which you can earn a shout-out. And on a Monday and a Friday, that is a game of my first, my last, my everything. I'm going to play you the very beginning of a song spliced together with the very end of a song. If you can identify it, you can have that shout out. So the number is 8-12-15. I want your name, I want to know where you are, whoever you want shouted out, your friends, your family, your loved ones, your business, whatever it may be. But you need to tell me who this is. It comes from Absolute Radio 10s. It's coming up just after 8. Here we go. It's a very identifiable sound.
Just that one note.
Yeah.
Just need the beginning of that.
Yeah.
Here it is one more time. So who is that?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Give it to me one more time! Now, we are one set of talking bits with 9 different playlists. Unless you were listening on the main station, that would have sounded awful.
Yeah. At the end of Fleetwood Mac, I think. On 80s.
But if you were listening on the main station, I'm sure you'll agree. Spot on. How does he do it? Of course, you can enjoy all the music we have to offer in the free Rayo app. And coming up on Absolute Radio 10s, well, we're going to get a song that I just played you the very first note of and the very last, and it sounded like this. Identify it, you can have a shout-out. And it was, of course, Coldplay, Adventures of a Lifetime. You make me feel but come alive again. So congratulations to Pete, to Simon, to Eleanor, to James, to Will, to Ollie. Well done to Tom from Staffordshire, Donna from Leeds, who would like a shout out to her beautiful daughter Leah, who is back from America and starts the first day of her summer job today. Oh. Yes, Leah!
Welcome back,
welcome
Leah.
Home, welcome home. Ben from Crowley Carpets, Richie from Hull, Terry, Alfie and James, the carpenters in Southend, and Joey, who is busy practicing kayak in his living room as we speak, so he can make it to the next Olympic Games.
Oh, wow. So is that like a...
Have you done kayaking in your living room?
A rowing machine.
It's like a cheap Peloton, but,
okay, wow. A whole kayak.
But I suggest you give
carpet.
It a go.
I'll try it.
Good luck making the Olympics next time out, Joey, and well done, everybody, who got that. My first, my last, my everything. There's another opportunity for you to earn a shout-out coming tomorrow morning here on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Please do keep your quirks coming to 8-12-15 by completing the sentence, is it weird that I... There are plenty on the way. I think they're going to blow our minds. I really do. But right now, as promised, I have been talking indoor, I've been talking outdoor, I've been talking lawn green, I've been talking crown green, I've been talking bowls for some time now. Mm-hmm. And the week has finally arrived. I found a mentor in the shape of Jasmine from the Downsman Bowls Club in Crawley. We then found an actual bowls club, Bounds Green Bowls Club, thanks to Angela, where this week, towards the end of this week, we're going to head down there alongside Bush and Richie, and we are going to face off in breakfast versus home time. Last week, you helped us get a name. We are the Breakfast Bowls. Well, of course we are. And then it kind of struck me that amongst us, within our ranks, we have one of the true greats when it comes to singing, and that person is Anna Geary. Now, Anna, you gave us a little rough debut of what you've been working on Friday morning.
Yeah.
We are about to hear the epic anthem you have created for us to back breakfast, and that is coming up in literally about 3 minutes' time. But first, would you like to hear what Bush and Richie made of the rough demo?
Oh, no, I'm dreading this.
So we played it on Friday morning on The Breakfast Show. On Friday afternoon, Bush and Richie had a listen. This is what they had to say.
I didn't realise that she had such a lovely voice, but Anna Geary, their newsreader, has actually put together and composed a walk-on song for Dave and Matt.
Yeah. Have a quick listen. It's a work in progress, but, you know, it's certainly a very good voice of an angel.
Rising up. Wood in my hand, going for Jack, ready to land. For Dave and Onslow, well, the stakes are so high. With a flick of the wrist, they'll give it a good try. They're taking on home times Bush and Richie. Oof. Praying pollen will make them itchy. Lining up the shot, there is no holding back. Under pressure, which man is going to crack?
Wow. Still the voice of an angel.
Bush and Richie, pollen won't be itchy is a stretch. She has got the voice of an angel. Look, let's not get intimidated by this, all right? You're saying we're getting left behind. They've got outfits sorted. They've got a walk-on song. All sizzle, no bang. That's what I'm hearing here, OK? We'll just turn up and bowl.
We'll turn up and bowl. We'll bowl old school. But I wonder whether, you know, if Anna, if you're listening to this, you know, we'd like a song as well. That'd be right.
Yeah.
No way!
Do you know what he messaged me?
No way, boys.
He messaged me and said, can I ever walk on
song?
I said, I'm sorry, but that'll be a fee.
Oh, yeah, yes. Good.
I can be booked.
Yeah, OK.
You know.
I thought you were going to say no on breakfast to the core. I thought it was going to be no, there will be a fee. OK, I'll take that, I suppose. Not quite as patriotic as I was hoping for, but, you know, fair enough. Bush and Richie, listen to this. You cannot have your own walk-on song. And if you do want one, sing your own, OK?
Yeah.
We got our own.
Geary's
ours. Put your own together. So, it's finished. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
You put the finishing touches to it at 5:30 a.m. this morning before doing your first news bulletin at 6.
I did, yeah.
I've got the audio in front of me. I've not heard it yet. Matt's not heard
it. No. And lyrically, has it stayed the same? Or
Richie
Itchy.
Yeah.
Richie Itchy.
You got a lot of good feedback about that. So, yeah, good.
Onslow stayed.
Yeah. Oh, great. Onslow stayed great. And Itchy great. Richie stayed. Okay, well, it's getting its world premiere as promised.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The time has come for the world premiere of Anna Geary's Bowls song.
It's such a random way to earn a living, isn't it?
We love it, though. We love it. I just like how whatever I ask you to do, you're always up for it, Anna. And I do. I really treasure that. It's a beautiful thing. And you've not let us down here because, like, to set the tone, when Matt and I arrive at Bounds Green Bowls Club, you know, on our big team bus, and we step off, we've got our headphones in. You know, like you see footballers, they arrive at, you know, Old Trafford or the Emirates or whatever.
Getting off the coach.
Yeah, and they've got, Matt's going to have the big headphones on, Kevin De Bruyne style. I'll have the little in-ears. And we'll be getting off and we'll
be listening to this.
And there'll be loads of people wanting autographs and Matt will go over, they'll go, no, not you, Dave. And I'll go over and give them the autograph they
want. Sorry, I thought you were Onslow for keeping up appearances.
Can I have your shirt, Dave? You know, they'll be holding these little kids with hope in their faces on cardboard. And, you know, so this is the song we're going to be listening to. This is going to drive us to victory against the home time boys, who are A, very competitive, B, beat us in the last challenge we did when we raced Sinclair C5s along the seafront, and C, Richie has actually done bowls to curry favour with his old head teacher, which is the most tragic cool badge story in the history of the world. So, here it is. Are you ready for this, Anna?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. I love it already.
Rising up, wood in my hand, going for Jack, ready to land. For Dave and Onslow, well, the stakes are so high.
That'll
with a flick of the wrist, I'll give it a good try. They're taking on Bush and Richie, praying pollen won't make them itchy.
Gold.
Lining up the shot, there is no holding back under pressure, which man is going to crack. It's the eye of the bowler at the club in Bounds Green, rising up to become winners on the radio. Two men will lose and will they cause a big scene? If they do, we'll bring it to you on air and on social media.
Calls a big scene. Wow. I mean, yeah, I'm in the zone now. Thanks, Anna.
So in the zone.
Yeah, I'm focused.
I am the bowler.
I am the bowler.
I am the bowler. You're even fading out with
repeat,
I am the bowler.
Repeat to fade.
It is.
I am the bowler. Wow.
It's beautiful. I feel pumped.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm really, really in the zone, ready to take them on that.
And whatever happens, Anna's right, we'll bring it to you on the radio and social media. How do you get that high? Anna, thank you.
You are very
it's
welcome.
Glorious.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I am asking you to complete the sentence, is it weird that I, and joining us right now on line one, is Jacqueline. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Hello.
How you doing?
Jacqueline.
Hello, hello. Look at that little nervous giggle. I love it. So it is time for you to spread your freakiness around the world by completing the sentence, is it weird that I
eat my crisps with chopsticks?
No, you didn't see that coming, did you? What is it they say? A million typewriters, 80,000 monkeys, never going to get it. Not in 100 years. Yeah, so... So you eat your crisps with chopsticks. Well, Jacqueline, in Glenrothes Fife, tell us, when did this start happening? When did you begin this?
Well, I've always had a problem eating crisps because they have... the salt sticks to your fingers, and because there's fat in the crisps, it just doesn't come off when you wiggle them.
There's a podcast name in it somewhere.
So you're constantly looking at your fingers, and I don't like that, so I thought, right, I'll just eat chopsticks, and it's brilliant.
Wow.
You just eat them with chopsticks, and then you don't have to go wash your hands afterwards.
Yeah, I suppose it's the only, you know, implement designed for eating that you could eat, because a fork's not going to work because you crush them up.
Yeah.
I was trying a spoon. Did you think of a spoon first, or did you go straight to chopsticks?
Oh, straight to chopsticks. I know how to use them now. I'm pretty good with them.
But same with, like, classic Walker's crisps. That must be really hard to pinch, you know. But with a Monster Munch, it would be quite easy, I'd imagine, to pick up.
Yeah, you must be like Mr. Miyagi and the Fly. It's incredible chopstick dexterity.
Well, I have tried to catch a fly with my chopsticks, but no, it didn't work.
Right, okay.
Just having a mad moment.
Okay.
This is with all crisps. You do this with all crisps?
Yes.
Do you do this in public? If you're eating a bag of crisps on a park bench, for example, will you have your chopsticks in your pocket?
No, this is something I do in private.
Right. I was imagining you in a beer garden when someone rips open their bag for the table and you bring out the chopsticks.
The ones that you got with the takeaway that you kept. Let me unsheathe these from their little paper holder, break them, rub them together to get rid of any splinters, and now I'm ready to enjoy my bag of crisps.
I might just do that. That sounds fun, actually.
Oh, Jacqueline, I love it. Wow. Listen, it is weird. Let's face facts. Often we let people off the hook here, but it's weird. But never change, and it's been a charm having you on the show. Have a great day ahead.
Yeah, you too.
Well done, Jacqueline. Love it. Thanks so much. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And in fact, we are keeping it food-based on Is It Weird That I Today? Because on the way, we're going to speak to somebody who eats ice cream in a rather unusual fashion.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio on your Monday morning, where I like to give you the platform to share your weirdness. I ask you to complete the sentence, is it weird that I... And joining us right now on line one is Colin. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, Tim.
Hi, Colin.
Hi, Colin. Colin, welcome along to the show. So it's time for you to complete the sentence. Is it weird that I...
I bite the end of the cone and I suck the ice cream down the cone.
Okay, so you bite the end off of an ice cream cone and you suck the ice cream out of it that way round.
Yeah, and then I push the 99 flake down the cone and then eat the ice cream like that.
Oh, right, okay, so like a plunger. You use it like a plunger, like a chocolate plunger. Okay, I have been known to do this.
You suck the cone from the bottom.
Yeah,
you don't go from the top.
I kind of start by doing the top.
Right, yeah.
And then, like Colin, I nibble a bit off the end. About half inch in old money, I'd say. And then, I don't know if you agree, Colin. And then I would, I'd suck the ice cream out. I've never thought of using the flake as a chocolate plunger.
No, I've never heard of it being used as a plunger. Yeah. But I do like to do that with the flake. So you've still got some chocolate towards the end of the ice cream. You keep the treat till the end.
That makes the cone less boring as well.
Yes,
makes the cone less boring as well.
That wafer is so boring.
It's not so weird now, is it, folks? All laughing at Colin. And Colin, well, tell us why you are well-placed to give this piece of information to the people of planet Earth. What did you used to do for a living, Colin?
I was an ice cream man.
He was an ice cream man!
Wow.
Were you the kind of ice cream person who would put the music on so the kids would enjoy it and get excited?
Yes, definitely. If you go down to the woods tonight, that would be tune.
Oh, that was your tune. So he even had a favourite tune. That is a lovely, kind, caring person. Yeah. Unlike producer Asbo Ellie, who, she was an ice cream person, refused to put the music on, crushing the magic and the dreams of children down in the area of the UK in which she grew.
Yeah.
Colin, have you ever tried the more traditional way of eating an ice cream, or once you've bitten the end off a cone, is there no going back?
There's no going back, definitely no. It's just... Definitely not.
You should have redesigned the cone. There must be a way around it.
Put it the other way around.
Or those shells. You know the shells? Did you ever sell those shells with nougat in them?
Yeah, we used to sell the shells with mallow inside.
Yeah, mallow. Oh, yes, lovely. Just use them instead of a cone, because they're not boring.
Colin, are you taking this on board?
I am that, yeah.
Yeah, you're not an ice cream man anymore, though, are you?
Not anymore, no.
Oh, it's too late.
Colin, great having you on the show. Thank you for sharing your quirk. We'll speak to you again real soon.
Thank you. Bye now.
Cheers, Colin. Bye, man. Take care. Keep them coming. 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. I hope the no-repeat guarantee is treating you well. Of course, what this means is, as you embark on a brand new week, between 9 and 5 across the entire Absolute Radio network, you ain't going to be hearing the same song twice. And we stop it down momentarily for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
And I believe you're going to be bringing some science to proceedings,
yes,
Matthew.
Yes, I certainly am, from a feed called Explain It Like I'm Five on Instagram.
That's my kind of science.
Exactly. It really breaks it down into simple, easy-to-understand terms. And it's part of my search for the deepest voice on planet Earth, because recently
is
we had...
Is this the mission you've been on? Coming soon to Channel 5?
Because we had the deep voice goth.
Journalist and broadcaster Matt Dyson is on a mission to find the deepest speaking voice on Earth. Join him! And he's busy you in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it'll be all right, wouldn't it? And then I'll come back with a second series, the highest pitched voice in the world. It'll be amazing. Whole two series based on that. But look, we had the deep voice goth. Now we go even deeper, but we go deeper thanks to gas, thanks to hexafluoride and perfluoride butanate, right?
Close. Explain to me like I'm five.
Yeah. So basically, the gas density, right, affects the speed of sound. And these are the two gases that make your voice go the deepest. And this guy takes them both, as he will explain in this clip. He takes both.
This is sulfur hexafluoride, otherwise sometimes known as the deep voice gas.
It's pretty deep.
But what happens if I breathe in a gas that's even denser? This is perfluoride butane. This is sulfur hexafluoride is the deep voice gas. This is the deep voice gas. I am the deaf, I am physical, and I have come to eat your shit.
Listen to the laugh. Demonic
wow,
laugh.
It's actually kind of hard to get back out of your lungs.
So what he says, I'll translate for you. He said, I am the Dark Lord Fuzzybutt and I've come to eat your soul. I don't know what he's talking about. But yeah, I mean, that is pretty deep because of the perfluorobutanate. So the vocal cords vibrate and their natural frequency, but the sound waves travel slower. Thus, it gets deeper.
Save it for Channel 5.
Coming to your TV screen soon.
Save it for the intro.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Time once again to bid you farewell and thank you for tuning in to the Monday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. If you'd like to listen back again, well, you can so on demand in the free Rayo app, or in about 5 minutes' time, the latest edition of the Daily Podcast will be available for you to enjoy. And all it lacks is a name. We've got a lot to go through today, man. It's been a very busy Monday morning, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You have to be over 45 to get into Zhivago, the love child of Frank Spencer and the Hulk, Feast, Shrinkflation, Scum, Glenn's Secret Western Habit, Inappropriate Trunks, Kayak in Your Living Room, Eye of the Bowler, A Chocolate Plunger. It just doesn't come off when you wiggle them. Straight to Chopsticks and Matt's search for the deepest voice on Earth.
Wow, yes, that's my new search. There are some amazing callers in there, the Chopsticks, the Chocolate Plunger, but I think maybe inspired by the music and the voice of Anna Geary, it should be the Eye of the Bowler this week of all weeks.
The Eye of the Bowler is a great name for the podcast. Also, all the excuse that you need to take a listen back on demand or get the podcast, because Anna has created 1.5 minutes of pure, unadulterated motivation for us as we take on the Hometown Boys later this week. Right, it's time to bid you farewell, which means Leona's going to be here. She'll bring the tea break trivia with her and the details you need to enter the cash register, which on Friday will be worth £260,000 to one of you. As for us, well, we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.